listening to Great News Radio. Praise the Lord. I pray that you are blessed today. Happy Sunday. Yes, here we are. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with the program, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every Sunday, we try to have a main focal point, a main idea, a main topic, so to speak. And today, we're actually going to be talking about His Word. That's right. We're going to go take a journey through His Word, starting a brand new series starting today, A Journey Through His Word. That's right. The Word of God that never, ever comes back void. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. Amen. So I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Holy, 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 I I want to see.
That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I pray that you are being blessed this weekend. And today we're talking about His Word. That's right, a journey through the Word of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." In his wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace, John Newton wrote these famous words. He said, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come." And John Newton knew whereof he wrote. I mean, he was a man who had escaped death a dozen or more times before his life was changed forever by God's amazing grace. Incredible story. You should really look into that. But each of us, if we really stop and examine our lives in detail, we can identify times when we went through dangers, toils, and snares. And friend, that's the point. We went through them. And too often we are rescued or saved from calamity without looking back and giving God credit for His amazing grace that carried us through. So take a minute today, friend, to think about all the things that God has brought you through. Reflecting on His grace in the past will give you a new confidence for the present and for the future.
I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and we're taking a journey through His Word. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful." I love that passage. You know, if there's one thing most people don't like about the modern political process? It would have to be probably the abundance of promises the candidates make but often can't keep. You know, God's people say, that's right, amen. But see, after they're elected, the whole political process gets so complicated, though, it becomes almost impossible for politicians to keep their campaign promises. But I'll tell you what, promises are important, though, friend, not just in politics. We depend on the ability to trust one another's words in order to have meaningful relationships in life. I mean, the Bible tells us that God's words, listen to this, friend, God's words are holy, they're trustworthy, and they last forever. Whatever God says, whatever he promises, we know his words will never fail, friend. An absolutely perfect promise keeper, that's the type of God he is. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20 says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You know, I'll tell you what, it happens to every parent. Your first child leaves the nest to begin his first day of school. What will the future hold? And then the day comes when you watch your last child graduate from college again. What will the future hold? I'll tell you what, life is filled with fearful moments, it really is, that present questions for which we have no answers. But what the future holds is not really the question. What really matters is who holds the future. In the Bible, God promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That promise and a thousand others from his word gives us the answers to our questions about the future, friends. So the next time you find yourself wondering and confused, what will the future hold? Take a minute to fill your mind with God's promises and remember that you're not walking into the future alone.
You are holy, you are faithful, you are Savior, you are friend, you are all I'll ever need.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners death on a cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Father, forgive them, my Savior prayed, even while his lifeblood flowed fast away, praying for sinners while in such woe. No one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners, pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for
finding through years unnumbered on heaven's shore. My song shall praise him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree.
Serve a great God, don't we? I love it. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. My name is Joey. So good to be hanging out with you today and every Sunday. And I pray that you have a chance to really enjoy some downtime. Enjoy the presence of the Lord. Enjoy the fellowship with other believers. As I know, many of us go to church in the morning and also Sunday night as well. So hope you have a chance to enjoy some of that fellowship with other brothers and sisters in the Lord today. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for your time today. You can email me if you have a question or comment, a prayer request, or maybe even a song request. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.